Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of EduMatch After Hours. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Thomas, or something like that. And today's episode is going to be truly special as we welcome Dr. Will for the launch of his new book. But before we get into the heart of our discussion, a quick reminder, if you're enjoying our podcast, please take a moment to like and subscribe. Share your thoughts using the hashtag podcastedu and join our vibrant Facebook group for more engaging discussions and updates. Today, we embark on a captivating exploration of The Edupreneur, a groundbreaking endeavor masterminded by Dr. Will. Through insightful conversations and personal reflections, Dr. Will unveils the motivation behind penning this transformative guidebook for educators venturing into entrepreneurship. Drawing from his wealth of experience as an instructional technologist and podcaster, Dr. Will shares the genesis of The Edupreneur, highlighting the pivotal moments and lessons learned along the way. Join us as we delve into the essence of educational entrepreneurship and uncover the roadmap for educators seeking to harness their potential as innovators and creators. So, whether you're listening in your car, during your workout, or as you wind down for the day, thank you for tuning in. Let's dive into the wonderful world of EduMatch together. Stay tuned and let's get started. EduMatch. It's EduMatch. EduMatch. It's EduMatch. You're at EduMatch. EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. You're at EduMatch. EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. What is up, EduMatch fam? Thank you so much for tuning in tonight for a special, special launch. This launch is so special to me. Did I say special enough? But we have here one of my favorite people, Dr. Will. How are you doing tonight, Dr. Will?
I am blessed. Thank you. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Well, we're super glad to have you on the launch, and we're super glad to get your book out into the world, The Edupreneur. Y'all may have seen the documentary that was featured by Forbes magazine. You may have seen the workbook that was on our website. You are probably very familiar with Dr. Will's work, but here we have the man, the myth, the legend in the flesh. So Dr. Will, if anyone in our EduMatch fam does not know you, could you please introduce yourself?
Hey, how y'all doing? As you know, I said, AKA Dr. Will. I am an instructional technologist with a K-12 school district. Also, I'm a podcaster. This is my 10th season of my podcast. Do some consulting. And I really love movies and being as lazy as possible. I guess that's what my wife tells me.
I could definitely relate to that last part, for sure, for sure. That is awesome, Dr. Will. So great to have you on here, and we are super excited for your new book. So if you could please tell us about the inspiration behind writing The Edupreneur, we'd love to hear more about it.
The first thing, and I'm going to say it wasn't grand or anything. It was just like, I was just chilling. And I was just seeing so many people on my Twitter feed, right? I was like, oh, look at my book. I'm seeing people at these bookstores taking pictures. I'm like, oh, where's my moment? I want my moment. Because when I did my documentary, there was no moment like that, right? You know, people send me pictures of, you know, a TV screen or something, but I didn't have that moment. So I was like, you know what? I want a little moment myself. And then when I thought about why to do it, to, you know, go beyond that photograph, because I'm still waiting on it. I called Books a Million yesterday, you know, like, I'm still waiting on it now. But I remember thinking about my experience in trying to do this, because as you read this book, you'll hear about sort of a little bit of my story, how I started. But a lot of us who do this, we don't start out a lot of times intentionally, this is what we want to do. Right, you just naturally, you're presenting at conferences, your name's getting out there, and then someone says, hey, can you do this? And you're like, yeah, I'll do it. And if you have, you know, once you do it, you're like, oh, I like this, or you get the paycheck, and you're like, oh, yeah, I really like this. Then what do you do next, right? And at that point, you have to learn how do you create a business, because you need to be intentional, because there's a lot of legal stuff that needs to be done and you want to do set stuff in a certain way. And I wanted to put together a book that gave those educators that roadmap. So that's why the inspiration behind writing the book is that you don't have to get out there and try to do it sort of by yourself. And you also don't have to, and there's nothing wrong with reading business books, which are real cool, but these business books aren't really for us. So we have to read them and sort of pick pieces, and try to apply to what we do. And so what I wanted to do was,
absolutely, Dr. Will. Absolutely. So this is great, because if y'all have not yet checked out the documentary, then highly recommend that you do so. Paired text, well, actually paired video that goes along with this, because, you know, so many people are dropping gems. But also in this book, this is like a natural continuation. You have a lot of co-authors who are, you know, or contributing authors, I should say, who have shared their insights and their wisdom. And there's some stuff in this book that I have not read anywhere else. So, you know, definitely want to recommend that to everyone. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And Facebook user, hello. See that there are quite a few of you tuned in right now. So welcome to everybody who's watching us live and who'll be listening to this in the future as well, or watching it in the future. So Dr. Will, you touched upon this a little bit in your previous answer, but why was creating this book important to you?
I wanted people to have a resource that they could really go to that spoke to them, that came from a perspective that understood who they are. Now, there were things that I just understood in writing this book that, you know, I didn't put in this book, but, you know, there's a lot of things that when people talk about you'll read business books about, hey, you know, create your business this way, set your business up this way, or you need to do this, you need to do that. And some stuff, I've been on webinars before, and I kind of chuckle because I'm like, listen, we got a window, right? We got a window to make that money, because let's get real. Because once April hit, even the best of us see a slowdown, because schools start to get into the testing mode. So ain't nobody coming in that building. And you got a couple of months where it's like, all right, you know, what do I do here? And then before they start doing summer PD, et cetera, et cetera. And so when I had that mindset of, okay, when I'm writing this book, I really want to make sure that I'm giving my people the ins and outs of what does it look like to create a business. Because you can do it yourself, for example. I'm just going to give you an example of making your business legal, right? You can do it yourself and go to your state, Secretary of State, and go to their website, fill out the paperwork and blah, blah, blah. Or you can use a registered agent, someone, I can't give them the cover, LegalZoom, right? To have them go ahead and create your business and make it legal. And both ways are cool. Now, the registered agent, what is the advantage of that is every year, for those of you who have not created a business, or if you have one, every year your state is gonna have you submit some paperwork. So is your business still open? Who are the people in your business? Do you have a DBA, blah, blah, blah. So there's some stuff you got to fill out every year. Now, if you do it yourself, you got to remember to do this. If you use a registered agent, they will do it automatically on your behalf every year. It's just extra fee, but they get it done, right? And so I wanted to drop gems like this for people so they could understand, like, creating this thing is real, because what you don't want to do, it's to own a second job or to have an expensive hobby. So I wanted this thing to be like a real legit business and not feel like, you know, I'm selling CDs out the back of my trunk. And that was sort of what kept me making sure that this book, you know, really focused on making sure that this is a business and a real business and not something that, you know, you get on in conversations. I got LLC. You know, but your LAC ain't making no coin.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I wanted to give a huge shout out. So I can't see the name on this. I'll be able to see when I go on Facebook. But somebody was saying about how scary and overwhelming it is. And this is why I love this book. Part of the reason that I love this book so much, because it breaks it down into steps that are not, you know, that make it easier and like lay it out for you. Like, I can tell you with EduMatch, we've had EduMatch for coming up on 10 years now. And there are a lot of things that, you know, I had to learn like by doing. And I wish that there was a book like this, you know, that could kind of lay out my steps for me back then. And, you know, it would have been a lot less scary and overwhelming. So thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing that comment, Facebook user. All right, Dr. Will, so who would you say would be your main audience for the edupreneur?
It's that educator, and it doesn't matter because the book is not sort of specific to K-12. It is for that someone who, to me, your main gig, your main hustle is you being an educator, whether it be in K-12, higher ed, or doing community type education. So for those of you who don't know, I have a degree in child and family studies. And part of that goes into a field called family life education. And there's like, you know, 10 different subject areas, but basically it's about you creating these different educational programs. And with that, you are an educator. So you are creating the curriculum and you're teaching and all those things, your own resources. And so the book is for them, as well as how do you take that experience, right, of what you are doing on your 9-to-5 and learning how to monetize that outside of your building, your institution, or what you're doing. So it's for those people who are like, I'm cool. It's for that person who, you know, you go to ISTE and you sitting in the audience and the person doing that thing and you're like, huh, that person ain't no unicorn. I can do that too. You know, or you go somewhere, you see somebody on the stage, you know, maybe you see Sarah on the stage, like Sarah on the stage, you're like, oh, she's doing it. I want to do that too. And so this is who that book is for. It's for the educator who wants to do that. And it's also for that entrepreneur who started, and maybe you're not seeing the traction that you want to see because there's some stuff missing, right? Because even something as simple as insurance, you might not know you need to get. I didn't know I need to get. Look, your boy was out here working, okay? I was out here literally working, getting some checks, and didn't know anything about business insurance until I got approached to do something at a university. And university, I had to fill out this vendor form to be recognized as a vendor for university, all right? So I'm doing this W-9, doing all this stuff. And then they ask you, do you have insurance? And I was like, I don't, but I said yes. And then I submitted it. And then as soon as I submitted it, I called up the people that we have our home and auto insurance with. And I said, hey, by the way, do you have business insurance? I said, yeah, we do have an option for that. And I had to get that. So just making sure that, you know, you have these gems and information that can push you forward. That's something that I really wanted to do as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I can totally relate to that insurance example. Went through the same exact thing myself. The first time somebody asked me if I had insurance, I was like, what is that? So, I mean, I knew what it was. I had car insurance, home insurance, like you said, but business insurance, I was like, wow, like, what is that? So I have to give a huge shout out to my PLN. I hit up different people. I was like, who do you use? And one of my friends was like, I use this company. And they're very reasonable, you know, like I was expecting it to be thousands of dollars, right, a year. But he was just like, nah, it just charges like $200 a year. I was just like, okay, cool. So I reached out to them, got set up. So, you know, just like your car insurance, there's different coverages, different liabilities, stuff like that. But yeah, you go through all of that great information in the book. So yeah. And I also have to say, I have learned personally so much from you and your podcast. Aren't you in your 10th season? Is that what you said? 10th season. Yep. I think that we connected right around the time you were starting, like 2014-ish. Yeah. 2013.
A while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've been listening for years and years and years, and I've learned so much from you and from your guests. So definitely salute to you on that as well. So yeah, that leads us kind of into our last part about different resources that you might suggest for your readers and where they can find you.
I love YouTube, and some of the people that I love to watch is the Social Proof podcast. I love listening to Dunny Wiggins, you know, her podcast. And every now and then I will check out Earn Your Leisure. I like hearing people who, you know, again, you know, they're not educated in our field, but the people who have this experience in business to again drop those gems on business to keep you, to always keep me sharp, right? To keep me focused. Because, you know, a lot of things as an educator, and I hope I can get this out before time's up, is we do so much with our job, right? And so you think, when you're thinking about creating your business, right, you're like, well, I'm good at this, I'm good at this, I do this, I do this, I do this with my job. But you can't do this. Like, you ain't Walmart, right? You can't get out there and sell steak, TV, clothes, and get your oil changed at the same time. You can't do that. You have to find one thing that you do well, one problem that you do well that you're trying to solve, and then from that sort of kind of create some branches that align. And so being able to, you know, watch these videos and hear people to talk about how do you solve this problem? How do you do this? How do you build an audience? How do you create these resources? How do you build a community around this one idea? I love hearing that information because some stuff I'm learning, and even if I'm practicing it myself, just to get a certain nugget of how can I do this differently or do this better, I'm always looking to do that. So those are two things I would say. Hit up Social Proof podcast, the Dunn and Wiggins show. She again dropped so many gems, and I'm on Twitter. It's hard to call it X, but I'm on Twitter at I am Dr. Will. You can see me at LinkedIn the same way, and holler at me. And if you are a teacher who is already in the game, let me know, and so I can get you on my podcast so we can share your story and your gems as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that that's Elle in the chat who is saying that she's here to support her husband. I mean, who else could it be, right? Yeah, but thank you so much for tuning in, Elle, and for everyone else for tuning in as well. And thank you, Dr. Will. It was so great to see you here. And, you know, we're super excited for you. So congratulations again to you. Everybody, you can find the book available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, edumatchpublishing.com. It's in a bunch of different places too. Dr. Will has been great about sharing it out. So if you're following him, you can see like many other places where it is. And I have a feeling it's going to pop up in others as well. But if you want to do a book study on this and get a bulk discount, then they start at 10 copies. So you can visit bit.ly/edumatchbulk. So wanted to thank everybody for joining. Thank you for being here. If you're listening to this in the podcast version, please like, subscribe, and share. And also, please turn around and come back in 2 days where Mandy and myself will be doing the EduBeat podcast episode 3. Everybody, thank you so much. And thank you to Dr. Will, and congratulations to you. So have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye. Edge match. It's edge match. You're an edge match. Edge match. Don't miss edge match.